Not the way that you wanted to start, 0-2, and not to want to say that it's a trend, but the last couple of weeks you've had leads going into the second half and not being able to close teams out.
Yeah, I mean, it's a frustrating loss, a difficult loss at home, and, you know, we got to figure out a way to play 60 minutes in order to improve.
And I don't want to belabor the point, Coach, but you know, being outscored 50-3 in the second half, does that say something about do we get too conservative in the second half or not aggressive enough? Your thoughts before you have a chance to look at the tape.
Well, you got to make plays for four quarters, and we did that for a half, and we didn't in the second half. We had some opportunities, and we didn't make some of those plays that we made in the first half. And they're a good football team, and they did a good job of forcing the issue in that second half.
And talking about plays that you made in the first half, Jared Allen, your defensive line, you know, very active with sacks and a couple of turnovers. What adjustments did Tampa Bay make in the second half to negate that?
You know, they upped the tempo in that no huddle in the third quarter, which they had to do because of where they were. But our just not making some plays to offset some of the things that they did was really the one of the keys. And we got to figure out how to do that for four quarters.
Did the onside kick at the beginning of the second half, did that catch you off guard and sort of take the momentum from this football team?
You know, our guys were in position. Nobody retreated when that happened. We just didn't make the play on the ball. I mean, it's one of those things that we just talked about a moment ago. When you have a chance to make a play, you have to make that play. I mean, they were in position, but we didn't come up with the football.
And talking about opportunities of making plays, a couple of your safeties had a chance for an interception down late in the game, late in the fourth quarter. Talk about that.
Same deal. I mean, you said it. I mean, I mean, we had a chance to maybe close the game out in that final drive, and we didn't come up with a play, give them another chance. There was another opportunity on a 3rd and 15. We were offsides, and 3rd and 18, and give them a chance at another play. I mean, you can't do that.
Talk about penalties. They were very, very costly. There was an offside penalty where you came up with a turnover. Those are the kinds of things that drive coaches crazy.
Yeah, you're right. You know, I was the one I was referencing that 3rd and 18, and you just you can't allow those things to happen, especially in the NFL.
Coach, you got enough men, leaders on this football team. 0-2 is not the end of the world, but it does put you behind in the division. What did you tell your football team, and where do you go from here?
Well, what I told them was we got to figure out a way to play 60 minutes, and we got to come back on Monday, go through what we have to go through to fix the problems that we have, in particular what's happening in the second half. And if we can get that done, we got a chance to have a very good football team. If we don't, you know, we'll continue to look at situations like this.
Coach, thanks for your time.
All right, great.
That's head coach Leslie Frazier after a disappointing loss in a home opener to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 24-20. Must back to you guys.